Hey guys,
Will Durst with the funny side of Ebola.
Well, there's the widespread fear and paranoia, making people crazier than the trajectory of an arrow with a gelatin shaft. Okay, not so funny. How about the prospect of a global epidemic on the scale of a zombie apocalypse? No, you're right, still not very humorous. So, okay, funny side might be an exaggeration, but we don't have to dig too deep to hit a rich vein of irony. Such as health officials in Maine announcing they're prepared to enforce a voluntary quarantine on Casey Hickox, a healthcare worker who treated Ebola patients. Raising the question, how do you enforce a voluntary quarantine? They gonna demand we uphold our New Year's resolutions too? Keep moving, Tubby. You got 2 more miles on that stationary bike. Doesn't it make more sense to quarantine every grandstanding science-adverse politician calling for a quarantine? It's turning into a competition to see which governor can be the most anti-Ebola, kicking butt on all those pro-Ebola opponents. I guess hysteria has its own logic. If she's not a witch, she won't drown. Yes, this is an awful virus, but the best way to keep it off our shores is to stop it in West Africa by alleviating their lack of doctors and hospitals and conditions less sanitary than most gas station restroom drain traps. And stop the infighting amongst our medical experts. The CDC is running around like a chick with its head cut off, and the Surgeon General is nowhere to be found. No, wait, that's right. Republicans refuse to confirm Obama's Surgeon General nominee because the NRA doesn't like him. Well, that's okay. Just give everybody a gun. We can shoot the Ebola. That'll teach him. For WillDurst.com, I'm Will Durst.